Cheyenne Woods joins us on Sports Byline. Fine amateur golfer at Wake Forest University. She's going into her senior year, and she has won more than 30 amateur tournaments. And she won the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship in April. And after her victory, Cheyenne said of her grandfather, Earl Woods Sr., he would be very proud of how far I've come. Now, Cheyenne, as the legend goes, you were 2 years old. You plucked a club from a bag like a sword from a stone, and you whacked the golf ball into the netting at your grandfather's garage, where, of course, Tiger famously took his mystic first cuts. Is that fact?
Yes, that is. I actually was going through old photos this summer and found the photo from my grandfather's garage where the very first time I ever picked up a golf club. So it's funny to hear the story, because I don't really remember it, but hearing the stories and finally see the actual photo is pretty cool.
What kind of club was it, by the way? Do you remember?
I have no idea. It was a long club. It was taller than me. What they say is, I guess what my family tells me is that it was one of Tiger's old cut-down clubs, so... maybe Titleist, I don't know.
Have you thought back as to what, you know, was the thought and the reasons why maybe you gravitated to golf? Because, you know, kids, that's not something kids normally gravitate to.
Yeah, ever since I can remember, I always loved golf, and especially with Tiger being on the PGA and being so successful. I grew up watching him. I grew up watching every tournament, every shot, rooting him on in every tournament that he played. So I think that had a big part in me taking on the game for myself.
And your grandfather, as I understand, bought you some clubs of your own by the time you were 6 years old. Do you remember the first round of golf you ever played, Cheyenne?
I don't remember the very first round, but I remember my very first tournament was here in Arizona. I think I was 7, 8 years old, and I actually shot 92 for 9 holes, and I thought that I won the entire tournament because I had the highest score. But little did I know that golf doesn't work that way, so... I learned a lot that tournament.
I know when you were little, you used to ask your teachers on the first day of school, do you know who my uncle is? It was cool to be Tiger's niece.
Yes. Yes, every year. I don't know what I was thinking, but I just thought it was so cool to go in the very first day and just brag about my uncle and how cool he is on TV all the time. So I've kind of grown out of that, though. I kind of keep it on the low now for people who don't know.
Yeah, you know, that can be a two-edged sword. I've had a lot of my friends who were outstanding athletes and their sons or their daughters would go into the same sport that they were playing, and it was awfully hard for those kids because the measuring stick, I mean, think about what it must be like for Michael Jordan's son to play basketball.
Right.
I mean, what was it like for you, or did you have that measuring stick used against you, Cheyenne?
I definitely think I did a little bit, just having the last name Woods and, like you said, playing the exact same sport as Tiger. But growing up, I've had to deal with that since I was 10 years old. So I've gotten used to it and gotten used to being able to do my own thing when I'm on the court and focus on myself rather than the expectations that people have on me.
You know, a lot of people are going to be listening to you, and I can already tell myself, and I'm sure they can too, that you have a real strong identity. Tell me a little bit about developing that and how you've used that in playing golf.
Well, growing up, my mom and my dad were always, you know, very keen on me having a regular life, not just being strictly golf. I played a lot of sports growing up. I went to public school and then a private high school. I always had my golf friends, my normal friends. So I've been able to live a normal childhood, but then also play very competitive golf. So I think that's had a big part in me creating my own identity and knowing who I am rather than being in the shadow of Tiger Woods.
Was there expectations because the last name was Woods that you'd play golf like him? Did you ever run into that, Cheyenne?
Yeah, definitely. As I got older in my teen years and went into college, you know, people always compared to my accomplishments versus Tiger's at that same age. And I always say, I mean, Tiger is a very elite athlete. He's one that doesn't come around a lot. So it's hard for people to, you know, compare me to him because he's a very unique athlete.
I'm going to ask you, golfer to golfer, athlete to athlete, I know you've played some rounds with Tiger. As you look at him, break it down for me, because you are a golfer that understands the game. What is it that you see that amazes you most about him?
Let's see. I mean, his power, just seeing it in person, is incredible. Seeing it on TV is one thing, and then standing next to him and you know, hitting a tee shot from the same tees as him, you really can get a grasp of how powerful he is and how much of an athlete he is.
One thing I do know is that he's awfully proud of you. Has he passed that on to you? Has he given you some advice, some vision?
Yeah, a little bit. Throughout my whole career, he's always followed me, kept up with the tournaments that I'm playing in, so that's always encouraging to know that he's very supportive. The advice that he's always given me, I've said this before, is just to kick butt. And I take that as, you know, having fun while you're out there on the court, playing well. So that's what I've tried to do as I play golf.
I know you were highly recruited out of Xavier College Prep, which is a Catholic girls' school in Phoenix. Why did you choose to go to Wake Forest?
Wake Forest was the perfect choice for me because it not only had, you know, the strong golf program, it had other strong athletic programs, and it also has a very strong academic program. And coming from Xavier, schooling was very important for me. So Wake was perfect because it had athletics and academics.
You know, one of the things that I have found for those kids that go to, say, Northwestern, maybe they go to Duke, maybe they go to Stanford, and even Wake Forest as well, because that school falls into the same category, Cheyenne, is that they like the mental aspect. Now, in other words, it carries over very nicely into sports. I remember the late Bill Walsh telling me when he was coaching at Stanford, he said one of the things he liked about coaching Stanford football players is that he could do some things with them that maybe you couldn't do at other schools that didn't have that type of academic acclimation. Is that one of the things that you like about being at Wake Forest as far and also playing a sport like golf?
Yeah, I agree. One thing that I've learned a lot while being at Wake Forest, since it is so academically challenging, was time management. And I think that has a lot to do with golf and then also having to manage your time with homework and studying and tutor and everything. So being able to manage that and keep my grades up and then also keep my scoring average down has played a big part into who I am now and my lifestyle. And then also just being on a team of people who, you know, are also very well educated. They're taking the same classes as me and we can talk and have, you know, really interesting conversations while we travel and at practice, so it's always really fun.
One of the things I wondered about as I was listening to you answer that question was that, you know, a lot of us have seen Tiger on the course, and when the shot goes right or left or into the water or into the bunker, he gets pretty upset, and he's very demonstrative about that. How about yourself? How do you deal with frustration, Cheyenne?
I've had a lot of people tell me that I'm very laid back on the golf course. You wouldn't really know if I am shooting 85 or 65. That's one thing that I think is one of my strengths, is being able to carry myself on the golf course. I think my mental game is really strong, being able to maybe let my frustration out a little bit right after the shot, but then, you know, get over it and then move on and recover.
And that is important, is it not? I've often said the reason why I don't play golf, Cheyenne, is because I'm not into self-abuse. But I do know one thing about the sport of golf. Everybody always makes, and I'm talking about the duffer, always makes one good shot around, and that's the one that brings them back to play one more round of golf.
Yes, I know. Sometimes, you know, one shot can make up for a horrible round, so that's always something to, you know, be happy about.
You said once to your Wake Forest coach, Diane Daly, when she asked you what your greatest strength was, what was your answer?
I think I said maybe my mental game or being able to scramble.
That's exactly what you said. You said your mental toughness, and I wondered if you could define that a little bit more for me.
I would say my mental toughness because I love competition. I love a challenge. And especially growing up in front of the media, I love people watching me play golf, whereas a lot of people might get nervous if they have a crowd or have, you know, certain people following them. I love people watching me. I love the competition. And then also, like I said before, if I do get into trouble, I'm able to see it as a challenge and work my way through it instead of getting, you know, flustered and blow up.
I loved your answer when somebody asked you who was the best golfer you ever played with. Your answer was, and you've taken a lot of heat for this, I know.
I know. I don't know why. I said Charles Barkley because, you know, everyone is going to expect me to say Tiger Woods. So I wanted to give something different. And golf might not be necessarily be the best golfer I play with, but it was probably one of my funnest rounds.
Well, I got to tell you, anybody that goes and walks around with Charles Barkley has got to wear body armor when they're with him. Hey, listen, I want to thank you very much. I've looked forward to having you on. I'm going to follow you at Wake Forest through your senior year and then as you go on to the LPGA Tour. And Cheyenne, you are welcome here anytime. So let's stay in touch and come on back and join us here on Sports Byline.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
Cheyenne Woods, watch her in her senior year at Wake Forest. She's coming off a season in which she was the Atlantic Coast Conference champion. And, of course, she is the niece of Tiger Woods, and she talks very candidly about how he has helped her. We continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.